Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chair, Madam Chair. It's an honor for me to share this panel here with good friends and excellent colleagues. Good morning, all. I wanted to begin by highlighting four aspects that we believe are important to analyze and prevent the situation and to reduce supply, and how we address crime, transnational organized crime. As our colleague, Mr. Brownfield, said, we need to change our point of view and rebalance a strategy that has been imbalanced and which has focused excessively on the role of reducing supply. Within the perspectives for reducing supply, in fact, we need to selectively look at the state activities and also the law. If we apply this throughout the chain, there is a loss of efficiency, and we are able to reduce supply in this way. Also, the characteristics of transnational crime, these are constantly changing, and a challenge for countries and the community today is dealing with these multinationals that have economic objectives that are very specific and don't necessarily focus specifically on drugs, but they work as a business, they traffic arms, they traffic persons, smuggle persons, etc. In other words, this is a very complex phenomenon. My next point is that the international community has been addressing the tools and concepts of reducing supply and demand. And this deals with the how markets work. And so we need to think about market logic and how these work when we're trying to control these substances and regulate them. And as we reduce supply and have shaken up this, we need to look at the crops and the price effects. So this approach has been ineffective, and it has led to increased violence and against persons. There is no evidence that reducing supply has always had beneficial effects. International cooperation, therefore, has a shared responsibility. And since the 1990s, it has addressed the growing consumption of drugs from supposedly from the developed world, from addressed chemical precursors and firearms from markets that were totally deregulated. And there was, and now today, money laundering is the current issue. So there has been a biased view of drug control, therefore. This doesn't respond to the full phenomenon that is very complex, multidimensional, and unless we address all its dimensions, as the former Secretary General Kofi Annan said, this so-called war against drugs will become a war against persons. Now, reducing supply, if we address the entire chain of production and trafficking of drugs, we need to, minors have problems also with drugs. And not too long ago, we had a national program for development in addressing the 2030 agenda in order to reduce supply. The problem for these vulnerable populations is that they face cultural marginalization, and there's a whole world of drug trafficking that targets minors, vulnerable minors, because of a lack of inclusiveness. So reducing supply, that approach has attempted to address this through criminal ways, sometimes by addressing crops, sometimes violently. And in targeting coca crops, as we saw in 1998, for example, there have been new approaches that have started to say that there are alternative ways to regulate our markets in another way, using other tools. And we should analyze these when it comes to striking a new balance and rebalancing supply. In Bolivia, and Bolivia's approach to the coca leaf, basing this on alternative development and in indigenous and Asian communities, this has been successful because it doesn't just focus on repression and prohibition through the law. We cannot focus only on this aspect, nor on the use of controlled substances. As the OHCHR mentioned in its report on impact, when we criminally prosecute offenders and focus on the low-level offenders, this, including through military means, that approach is not necessarily effective. We need a strategy to regulate and control markets. In the illicit market for cannabis in Uruguay, we have an experience to address drug trafficking and address this in a controlled space. This is not about legalizing drugs, but regulating production and use. Much earlier, we were regulating the financial markets. In 2006, we eliminated a very harmful production of offshore companies. For us, this was a harm reduction strategy. And today, this is a control mechanism used internationally and addresses human rights. There is a need to review supply and demand and address this in markets, in addressing substances, precursors, movement of capital, and proposing alternative means for development and social and economic development. Hence, we value and underscore the need to focus on reducing supply in focusing on transnational organized crime, specifically in corruption and money laundering. These are not just a result of drug trafficking. These phenomena are conducive to ongoing drug trafficking, in fact. So we also need to look at reviewing how the markets work in order to address the supply reduction. Thank you.